The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod as much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. We have here in the rendering of Matthew the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist, which is very well known to us, told to us in many stories, depicted in many Hollywood movies. Here, but a few things for clarity. When you hear Herod, do not confuse this Herod with the other Herods in the story of the Bible. This is not Herod the Great. Herod the Great was the guy who was the ruler during the birth of Jesus. That's Herod the Great. And Herod the Great is called the Great because he's a great master builder. In fact, if you go to Israel, you still find the many aqueducts that he built. He also was instrumental in building the second temple in Jerusalem. The exiles, after returning to Babylon, they built a temple, but it's not beautiful, it's not pretty. And so Herod, the great builder, built the temple, expanded it, you know, and put walls. The Wailing Wall that you see, that you touch, that's the work of Herod the Great. Okay, so that's Herod the Great. After he died, all of Israel was divided into four parts. And each part he gave to his sons. This one, Herod the Tetrarch, was the ruler of that northern part in Galilee. Tetrarch means fourth. So this Herod, the son of Herod the Great, ruled a fourth of the kingdom, which is found in the northern part, in the region of Galilee. Herod the Tetrarch has a brother. His brother is Philip. But Philip was married to Herodias. When this Herod visited Philip, he wanted Herodias, and so they eloped together. And so here we see them together. That's the reason why John the Baptist was railing against Herod the Tetrarch. You know, because it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. By the way, Herodias was a niece of Herod the Tetrarch. There's a lot of incest in that family. The girl that danced, Herodias' daughter, she also married another uncle in the end. So it was a messy. It was a very messy situation there.
But the whole point here is John the Baptist was a prophet. And John the Baptist spoke against this messiness, against this atrocity, against this travesty of the law of his people. He spoke boldly, and where did that lead him? To his death. That's what a prophet's role is. He speaks boldly of the truth, because the truth comes from God, and so you speak on behalf of that truth. And he was persecuted, and then he died. We see that in the first reading also. Jeremiah was a prophet of God, and he was warning the people of God that judgment is coming because of what you're doing, because of forgetting God and bowing to foreign gods. And so, and they were plotting to kill him, and they were asking him, why are you doing this? Why are you speaking against the city? And so Jeremiah said, well, I am just speaking on behalf of God. I have no other choice but to speak, because the word of God, the truth that God has placed in my heart, compels me to tell you what truth is. That is a prophet. Today, at this Mass, we are being reminded of that role that we have as baptized people of God, that we are prophets. Remember the three offices that you were baptized into when you received baptism. What are these three offices? The office of priest, prophet, and king. These are the three offices in which we are all plunged into when we enter the waters of baptism. Priest, because you sanctify creation, you sanctify the world by the work of your hands. You're able to bless because it springs from your baptism. You are kings because you rule. Because you rule, you supervise, you rule your family, you rule in your professional work, in your jobs, you rule your body. You are not a slave to your passions. And a prophet, because you will now speak the truth that you have heard about God from the liturgy and from the study of the scripture. Let us not forget. You know, oftentimes we think, oh, you know, the office of proclamation belongs to Father Leo and the rest of the priests. No. We all share in this. Well, certainly we have a training, but you were given the truths, the truth about the faith, about the Lord. Defend it and do not be afraid, because very much like Jeremiah, very much like John the Baptist and Jesus himself, we have the power of God with us when we proclaim.